It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, September 20th, 2021. Today is the birthday of American book editor Max Perkins, born in New York City in 1880. He is best remembered for discovering authors Ernest Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Marjorie Kennan Rawlings, and Thomas Wolfe. The son of a lawyer, he grew up in Plainfield, New Jersey, attended St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire, and then graduated from Harvard in 1907. Although he was an economics major in college, Perkins also studied under Charles Townsend Copeland, a literature professor who helped prepare him for his career. After working as a reporter for the New York Times, Perkins joined the publishing house of Charles Scribner's Sons in 1910 as an advertising manager before becoming an editor. At that time, Scribner's was known for publishing older writers such as John Galsworthy, Henry James, and Edith Wharton. However, Perkins wanted to publish younger writers. Unlike most editors, he actively sought out promising new artists. He made his first big find in 1919 when he signed F. Scott Fitzgerald. Initially, no one at Scribner's except Perkins had liked The Romantic Egotist, the working title of Fitzgerald's first novel, and it was rejected. Even so, Perkins worked with Fitzgerald to revise the manuscript until it was acceptable. Its publication as This Side of Paradise in 1920 marked the arrival of a new literary generation that would always be associated with Perkins. Fitzgerald's recklessness and alcoholism strained his relationship with the editor. Nevertheless, Perkins remained his friend to the end of his short life, in addition to his editorial relationship with the author, particularly evidenced in The Great Gatsby, which benefited substantially from Perkins' criticism. It was through Fitzgerald that Perkins met Ernest Hemingway, publishing his first major novel, The Sun Also Rises, in 1926. Perkins fought for it over objections to Hemingway's profanity raised by traditionalists at the firm. The commercial success of Hemingway's next novel, A Farewell to Arms, which topped the bestseller list, silenced colleagues' questions about Perkins' editorial judgment. The greatest professional challenge Perkins faced was posed by Thomas Wolfe's lack of artistic self-discipline. Wolfe wrote voluminously and was greatly attached to every sentence he wrote. After a tremendous struggle, Perkins induced Wolfe to cut 90,000 words from his first novel, Look Homeward, Angel. His next, Of Time and the River, was the result of a 2-year battle during which Wolfe kept writing more and more pages in the face of an ultimately victorious effort by Perkins to hold the line on size. Perkins worked with many other writers, including Erskine Caldwell and Marjorie Kennan Rawlings, whose The Yearling grew out of suggestions made by Perkins. It became a bestseller and won the Pulitzer Prize. Alan Paton's Cry the Beloved Country was another Perkins find. He was noted for his courtesy and his thoughtfulness, and he also recognized skill writing wherever he found it and encouraged writers as few editors did. Perkins died on June 17, 1947 in Stamford, Connecticut from pneumonia. He was 66 years old. Scholar Matthew Brookley described Perkins as the most widely known literary editor in all of American literature. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 20th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.